Country's greatest hits, B1049, Alan Jackson and Dallas. It's 6:45. We're at 33 degrees, high of 48 today. And joining me in the studio is Mason from Swiderski Equipment. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing well on yourself, sir.
Good. Sir, wow. I appreciate that. As you can see, Mason's probably a little bit younger than me. Well, welcome to the studio. I think it's your first time here, right?
It is.
Yeah. Well, it's we appreciate you coming in. And you want to talk about something that's new at Swiderski Equipment. It's called, boundary mapping services?
Yep, that is correct. So we started offering a boundary mapping service a couple of months ago for our customers that are in the agricultural industry side of our business.
Okay, maybe you can tell us what that really is.
Absolutely. So when we'll start with a base boundary, I guess. A base boundary is when you go around and you set an outside perimeter of that field. So you go through, and that boundary is truly your geospace of that field. If you think of a fence, it's a virtual fence nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And that boundary goes through, the tractor can auto steer on it, section control, so where the planter turns automatically on and off. Same thing with the sprayer. So that boundary truly is, it's the map of what the tractor wants to follow.
Okay.
But we go out, for our service, we actually go out and we map it. We drive around your fields. We use a GPS accuracy down to 1 inch. So that boundary goes to 1 inch accuracy when it reports back up to the tractor. So you're within an inch of where you want to be. Usually it's, our goal is always 100% spot on, but having that inch of accuracy is very important. But
yeah, no, that's probably a lot more accurate than if you did it on your own, huh?
100%. 100%.
So with the boundaries, why is that important? Why are you setting these boundaries?
100%. So when you have a bounded field, it reports all the agronomic data back to a cloud-based system, so you can track your yield, your harvest, your moisture, especially in like corn silage and that type of stuff. But then it also goes back to the tractor technology itself. Tractors have section control, auto guidance, so where the tractor will actually steer itself through the field. So you can have an outside boundary, and then you can even put an inside boundary on it.
So the inside boundary would be areas that things won't grow, so you don't want to put you don't want to plant on there?
Yes, 100%. So when you go, so if you had like a wet spot in your field or a ditch, for example, mm-hmm. that you don't want to plant through, but you can drive through it, putting that inner boundary that's a passable boundary, your tractor will keep driving through it, but if you're planting, for example, it'll pick the planter up, or if you're spraying, it'll turn the sprayer off, so you're not wasting product and seeder and in the application spray.
And that, in turn, will save you money.
100%.
Yeah. Wow. So Swiderski Equipment will go out and do all this boundary mapping then, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So we come out, usually if you give us a call, it takes us about a week to get it scheduled, but right now is actually the best time to be going out and mapping. It's usually right after harvest, before tillage. That way we can go in and get out the exact, I'll say, dimensions of the field. So when we're driving, that is, you can't drive through a cornfield and we don't want to destroy the crops that are on it. So usually when you're done with the corn harvest or the bean harvest, that's a good time. Also with the potato harvest being done, that's also a good time. I know some of our customers are mapping boundaries based on where the actual irrigation system in the water hits. So they're just mapping where they want their harvest to come from.
So they're not wasting. So you're going out there where they put the irrigation on and they see where it's hitting and then you go out and map that.
Correct. So then technically their field's a square, but where they want to plant, it's a circle because it's a pivot.
Okay. How long does it take you to do this?
I'll say we did a 19-acre field in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
So
We can map as fast. We utilize a Bobcat through our construction side of the company, a Bobcat utility vehicle. Uh-huh. And then we put a GPS receiver on top and then an actual tractor display inside the Bobcat. So it's actually like we're driving to the computer. It's telling them that we're driving a tractor, even though we're actually in a utility vehicle.
Okay. And then you're just mapping it out, pushing the buttons whenever you need to.
Yep.
And wow. Boy, farming has come a long way.
100%.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and the other cool thing is when we're also mapping it, we can also set what they call AB lines, which is what guides that tractor to auto-steer. So if you pick a straight point in your field and you set an AB line, so you drop a point and drop a point, that tractor will stay straight off that line.
Okay. Wow. So if people are interested in this, well, first of all, you have to have your, what do you call the system you have in the tractor?
Yeah, so New Holland has MyPLM Connect, and then our AGCO product lines go through AGCO Fuels Technologies, which is the AGCO brand.
Okay, and those are all available at Swiderski Equipment.
Yep.
You can purchase those. And then the boundary mapping service, goes along with that. This is a new service you guys have started.
Correct. It's a new service that we offer. Some other companies like that are in, I'll say co-ops that are actual nutrition-based companies also go out and do it to help write subscriptions. But all of anything that's involved with agronomic data and on the farm all revolves around having 100% accurate boundaries and actually having boundaries. Some customers that we have, they've never even heard of boundaries, but having that boundary allows you to completely capitalize on that investment that you made into that machinery because you're utilizing it to its fullest ability. Yeah,
and your return of investment just gets higher and higher with that. Wow, that's incredible stuff. So we're talking with Mason from Swiderski Equipment, part of the Precision Solutions Department. He's a specialist there. If people want to get a hold of you about all this, how do they do that?
They can contact our Precision Solutions Division or visit our website, SwiderskiEquipment.com.
Okay. And you've got, now, if people in the outlying areas, Mosinee, Thorpe, Anago, Waupaca, they can still do be a part of this as well?
100%. We actually cover almost the entire state of Wisconsin.
Perfect. All right. Well, appreciate you coming in. And now I guess you said you're going to go to a field and do some mapping.
Yes, sir.
Well, have fun with that. Thank you, Mason.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Mason from Swiderski Equipment. Again, the website, SwiderskiEquipment.com.